Today, we will have lesson number 17 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And we will study the fourth perek, the fifth and sixth Mishnayos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hei. In the previous Mishnah, we learned, a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim, if a person is mafrish Challah from just a kav. A kav is less than the shear of challah. The shear for which you're obligated in the mitzvah of challah is a kav and a quarter of flour. If you're mafrish from just a kav, Rabbi Akiva says what you're mafrish is challah, and what you should do ideally is add on some more dough to the previous amount, bringing it up to the kav and a quarter, and the challah will retroactively be challah. However, the Chachamim say, whatever you're mafrish from less than the shear is nothing. Nothing happened. It's still chayav and challah 100%, and the piece that you put off to the side is also not challah, etc. This Mishnah now continues that machlokas and says, suppose you have shnei kavin, a woman is baking, and she has a kav here on the left, a kav size dough from a kav of flour on the left, and dough from a kav of flour on the right. Neither of these doughs is obligated in the mitzvah of challah. However, she's a fruma yidina, a pious woman, and she takes challah from the left, even though it's not obligated yet in challah, and from the right, even though it's not obligated in challah. Then she takes both kavim from the left and from the right and puts them all together and makes them one big loaf. Chozar va'ason isa achas. So she has off to the side here a little bit of challah which she was mafresh from the left dough, a little bit of challah which was mafresh from the right dough. And now she has joined together two kabim, which are mechuyov in hafroshas challah. Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says, fine, she can go and take that big combination dough, put it in the oven, bake it, and eat it to her heart's content. She already was mafresh challah. Because Rabbi Akiva says that those two hafroshos, each of them was challah. The Chachomim Mechayiv and the Chachomim say, no, those two hafroshos are not challah, nothing. So now she has to take from this combination some challah and be mafresh challah now. Nimtza chumro kulo. It comes out that Rabbi Akiva, who was machmir in Mishnah Dalad, and said that if a woman is mafresh from a kav of dough, some challah, that challah is challah. So here, in this case, Mishnah Hei, he is mekil, he's lenient, because those two hafroshos are challah, and she does not have to be mafresh from the now joined together doughs. The Chachamim, quite the contrary. In Mishnah Dalet, they were the mekilim, they were lenient, because they said that those two, that hafrosho which she did from pochos mekashir is garnished, is not challah. In this case, however, they are the machmirim because they say now you have to be mafresh challah from these joined together two kabim of dough. So the halacha, by the way, is like the chachomim. If you're mafresh from less than the shear, it's garnished. Nothing happened. Hafreshas challah means to be mafresh challah from a shear, and the shear is chamesh es revoyim, not less. We go ahead to Mishnah Vov, which presents many difficulties. And I will try, following the approach of Rav Kahati, to just simply present the Rambam's approach to this Mishnah, as you can find it in the Rambam's commentary on this Mishnah, and in the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Gimel. That is, suppose a person is purchasing challah, let's say, from an Am Ha'oretz, from a person who is not quite sure about him. Is he mafresh challah or is he not mafresh challah? And you are purchasing dough from him. Or there are those who object to this pshat, because they say, who says that an Am Ha'oretz is choshud not to give challah? We only find that an Am Ha'oretz is choshud not to give maestros, but he's not choshud not to give truma. And presumably he's not choshud not to give challah. Others say, no. Then in Am HaOretz, we do find in the Mishnah in Demai Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph, that there is such a thing as a baker who's in Am HaOretz, by definition. He's a person who's not so careful about being mafrish maestros, and he is also not so careful about being mafrish challah. So if you purchase a lot of quantity of dough from this person, and you're not sure whether challah was given or not, or, as others would have it, forget the Am HaOretz. There's some other set of circumstances that make you doubtful whether or not this amount of dough which you are purchasing, whether challah has been given or not. So you have this challah sofik. You have this isa sofik, this dough which is a sofik, a doubt whether challah has been given or not. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says, what you do is you can have back at home your own dough, which you know challah has not been given from, and which is tohor, you will keep it tohor, you will keep it away from any source of tumah. And you use that dough back in your own kitchen to be the source from which you are mafrish challah. And your mafrish challah for that, from that dough in your own kitchen, for all this other dough that you are buying, which is in doubt as to whether challah has been given or not. And you can do that and be mafresh from your own private stock of dough, even though it's tohor, it's absolutely not tomei, even for challah sofek, which is tomei. Even though generally the rule is you can't be mafresh min ha-tohor al ha-tomei. In this case, where you're being mafresh min ha-tohor al ha-tomei shel sofek challah, sofek, whether it's chayiv and challah or not, you're allowed to do it. And even if the dough you are purchasing from this Am HaOretz, this dough which is sofek, whether it's challah has been given or not, is in another city, it's in Baltimore, and you have your dough in your kitchen in New York, so it's not min hamukov, and normally you can only be mafrish challah from dough which is adjacent to the dough from which you are drawing the challah. However, in this case, we are lenient. And since the dough in question is isas demai, it's not clear whether it's obligated in challah or not. Maybe challah was given, maybe not. So we were lenient, and we allow him to draw challah from his own private stock, even though it's tohor, and even though it's 100 miles away from the questionable dough. That's the Mishnah according to the Rambam. No tel odom kidei challah. A person can remove challah from dough from which the challah has not been given, la'asoso b'tahara, and to do it even under conditions of where it's tohor. He's doing this dough in his own kitchen, keeping it tohor. And he can take this challah, lihi yos mafrisho leho, he can put aside this dough in order to draw from it challah, lios mafresh oleh v'hole chalas demai, for the challah that he's purchasing elsewhere, which is chalas demai, meaning which you're not sure whether or not challah has been given from this dough. Ad sheti sorach. And you can have your own private stock of dough out of which you're drawing challah for all this dough which is in doubt, until the dough back home becomes farstunken, until it becomes rotten and deteriorated, spoiled. As long as it's edible for a person, you can do this. And this is true even though the chalas demai is tome, even though it's tome. He can still be mafresh challah from the isa ha-tahora which he put on the side. Because the rule is, shechalas demai niteles min ha-tohor al ha-tome. One can draw from dough which is tohor, challah for demai which is tome, and v'shalom min ha-mukof. You can draw from your challah back in your kitchen, from your isa, from your dough back in your kitchen, you can draw challah for this other dough which is demai, even though this challah which is demai, this isa which is demai, is 100 miles away. It's not adjacent to the dough that you're working with. There are difficulties in this pshat. However, this is the perush of the Rambam, and actually the Psak Halacha of the Rambam, as I said, when he codifies this Mishnah in Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam's laws about challah are found in Hilchos Bikurim. And so we have finished lesson number 17.